Chapter 18. Christoph. When I woke up the next morning with the brilliant sun illuminating the golden room, I almost didn't know where I was. After spending so many nights sleeping in the wilds under the stars or a canopy of the forest, I had slept like a rock in the soft feathered bed, and for a second, when I first opened my eyes, I thought I was back in Constanta. But even the royal chambers at home weren't so decorated. I sat up and rubbed the last traces of sleep from my eyes. Rosamund was already awake and had been bustling around the room, putting all our luggage into the wardrobe that, unsurprisingly, was etched with golden swirls. When she noticed that I was awake, she smiled at me.
"How did you sleep?"
she asked. "Like I hadn't slept in 100 years, I replied as I regretfully climbed out of the soft bed.
"It is nice we got at least one night of carefree sleep. I fear we won't get that luxury from here on out."
Rosamund sighed. I wrapped my queen in a hug and kissed the top of her head. She breathed in my scent, something she often did to calm her nerves, and I was glad I could still offer her some sense of comfort even as we stood on the edge of the unknown. What would Sophia ask us to do? Whatever it would most likely be difficult if she felt the need to call us all the way from Constanta. Rachel's protests floated through my head. What if this was some kind of trick? I knew very little about the Werewolf Queen, and her actions the previous night had seemed off. I chalked it up to her just being dramatic. I mean, all I had to do was take one look around her castle, and it was easy to get a sense of what this lavish queen was like. There was a knock on the door, and then Rachel peeked her head inside.
"Are you both decent?"
Our goth friend entered the room looking well-rested. Hell, she even smiled at us when she came inside. She wore her customary tight leather jeans and a flowing dark blue blouse, and she rimmed her eyes with dark charcoal lines.
"We're supposed to meet Sophia in the Queen's garden,"
she informed us. I finished dressing as Rosamund and Rachel talked. It was mostly Rosamund checking up on her dear friend, making sure she was doing okay. I guess sleeping in a comfortable bed had also done her some good, because although Rachel still had her qualms with Sophia, she was ready to tackle whatever problems troubled Nawatl. We left the room and met Sahara and Onyx in the hallway. Onyx, like Rachel, Rosamund, and I, had opted to wear simple black and blue clothes, but the sorceress had a sense of flair akin to Sophia's. She wore her customary golden beaded headpiece and flowing silks. I smiled at my friends, and like Rachel, they appeared to have enjoyed a good night's sleep. Lynx was also waiting for us in the hallway.
"Are you all ready to have breakfast with the queen?"
he asked us with a slight bow of his head. "What about Erwin?" I asked. "How is she doing?"
"She is healing quite nicely, and you will all be able to go see her after your council with Queen Sophia,"
Lynx informed us. That brightened my spirits. We had made it to Nawatl. We all were well-rested, and Erwin was fine thanks to the expertise of this witch doctor Sahar kept speaking about. Not only was I excited to see my fairy friend, but I wondered what this infirmary looked like. If it was anything like Sahar's alchemy lab, it would be spectacular. But something told me it would be better than I could imagine. So far, everything in Nawatl had far exceeded my expectations, from the muraled wall to the vast city and the fancy castle. Lynx led us through the halls, and everything appeared so much more magnificent in the daylight. Sunlight streamed in the large windows and bounced off the golden trim of the walls and pictures. We walked in silence, all of us still in awe of our surroundings. We exited the castle and followed a path around the side into a maze of square hedges. We were lucky to have Lynx as our guide through the labyrinth. He expertly navigated through the maze as I assumed he had done hundreds of times. This would be the perfect time for Sophia to spring a trap, if that's what she desired to do. But something about the castle and the beautiful gardens put me at ease. After I had completely lost all sense of direction, our party emerged into a lush garden. Flowers of every color greeted us along with various kinds of trees and plants. We passed several statues and fountains as we wandered through the garden, and soon we came upon a circular clearing. In the center was a large table crafted from the same tan stone as the castle itself. Queen Sophia sat at the table with an array of food and drinks sprawled across it. A gold dress draped across the elegant queen's body that looked almost identical to the red one she wore the night before. It fit her curvaceous body tightly. As we entered the clearing, Sophia stood, and we all approached the table and gave respectful bows or nods. Lynx rounded the table, and although we had seen her the previous night, Lynx formally introduced the queen.
"May I present to you Queen Sophia of Noatl, daughter of the great werewolf Ophelio."
She outstretched a hand, motioning for us to take seats around the table. Rosmarin sat to the queen's right, and Rachel quickly took a seat on the queen's other side. Rosmarin shot her friend a look, and Rachel returned the unspoken communication with a smile that said,
"I'll be on my best behavior."
I shook my head, and silently smiled at my two beautiful vampires. Although I was hungry, I waited respectfully, but when we sat in awkward silence for a few moments, Rosmarin introduced us.
"This is Rachel, my second in command."
She gestured toward the goth vampire across from her. Sophia reached an arm toward Rachel with her tan palm facing downward, like she expected the vampire to kiss it. Rachel simply slid her pale hand under the queen's and gave it a light shake. I tried to stifle a laugh.
"Next to her is Sahar, our sorceress."
Rosmarin continued.
"I understand that she and your witch doctor know each other."
Sahar and Sophia smiled at each other warmly.
"Yes, Kadala is very much looking forward to seeing you,"
Sophia noted. Rosmarin introduced Onyx next, who sat next to me as stoic as ever.
"This is Onyx, commander of my army. You may know her as the Doombringer."
Onyx gave a curt nod but said nothing, but Sophia gave her the same warm smile she had offered the others. Then, her big brown eyes rested on me.
"And you must be King Kristoff,"
she stated, but there was something in her voice that I took for interest, probably an interest in my powers. "Pleasure to meet you, Your Highness," I replied. She kept her eyes locked on mine, holding me with her stare, and then her gaze broke away.
"Please, help yourselves."
Sophia gestured toward the delicious spread of food before us. I wasted no time and loaded up my plate with exotic-looking fruits, a giant omelet, and some freshly baked bread. Onyx followed suit and loaded up even more food on her plate, and Sahar decided on a few pieces of fruit. As I dug into my meal, excited to eat food that I hadn't lugged around in a sack for a few weeks, I realized the vampire sat with empty plates. For a minute, I was afraid Rachel's temper might boil over, but Sophia snapped her fingers, and a well-groomed werewolf in the red and gold royal garb appeared.
"Please get something more suitable for our vampire friends,"
she ordered the guard. After a few minutes, he returned with a tray of two golden goblets and set them in front of Rachel and Rosmarin. The two women peered into the cups. Rachel sniffed at it, and once she seemed satisfied, she took a sip. Rosmarin followed suit.
"I do hope everything is to your liking,"
the werewolf queen wondered. She appeared sincere enough, even if she was dramatic.
"We appreciate the hospitality, truly,"
Rosmarin returned with a beaming smile.
"It really is good to see you after all these years, Sophia."
Sophia grabbed Rosmarin's hand and squeezed it tightly.
"I hope we can put the past behind us."
I nearly choked on my omelet. I hadn't expected any mention of the past to be brought up, especially so soon. But I guess it was better to clear the tensions out of the way before proceeding any further. I eyed Rachel, seeing what her response might be. She set her goblet down thoughtfully and listened to Sophia's words.
"It was wrong of me to not come,"
the werewolf continued,
We had issues of our own here. Back then, Nahuatl was not the great fortified city that you see now. We also were purging our lands of the zombie hordes, and I feared if I sent aid, they would overrun my own lands.
A silence fell over us all as Rosamund sought for her next words. A light breeze ruffled her black hair, and she pulled a strand out of her face.
Trust me, I understand the desire to protect your own people more than anything, and my council and I haven't traveled all this way to rehash old feuds.
She reached her hand out towards Sophia.
I vow we put the past behind us and enter a new covenant.
Sophia looked at Rosmarin's hand, and then a shining smile spread across her features. She took Rosmarin's hand and shook it enthusiastically.
From this moment forward, there will be a renewed trust between the kingdoms of Constanta and Nahuatl.
Sophia declared,
You have come to our aid in our great time of need, and we will do the same for you, should you ever need it.
As we finished up our meals, we chatted and laughed, enjoying the gardens and the warm sun. Rosmarin and Sophia spoke like they were old friends, and even Rachel conversed with the werewolf. I imagined she still felt some reservations towards Sophia, but that's just how she was. She was willing to put aside her differences, though, if that's what Rosmarin ultimately wanted. After eating our fill, we sat back in our chairs and listened to the sounds of birds chirping. Butterflies flitted around the garden and bees visited each flower. This place was as close to paradise as I had ever gotten. But as Sophia cleared her throat, I reminded myself this was no vacation.
Well, unfortunately, we must get down to business.
Sophia broke the peaceful silence. A sense of dread welled up in me, something I had felt a few times since leaving Constanta, but I had usually just stuffed the feelings back down, electing to deal with them later. But later had finally arrived. We were about to learn what it was Sophia had summoned us here for. The werewolf queen took a sip from her chalice and licked the red wine from her lips.
As my emissary informed you, we have seen an increase in zombie hordes in our area.
She began.
To top it off, lichlings are among them.
Yes, we had an encounter with them in Treble Village, near the Carwyn Forest.
Rosmarin informed her. Sophia's well-manicured brow raised up.
They've traveled that far north already.
They have, I nodded. Those things can really do some damage.
Yes, we've had many skirmishes with them outside the walls now. I've been sending parties out to scout them and kill them before they get near the walls,
Sophia explained to us.
Where do you think they are coming from?
Onyx asked.
Well, from the information the scouts have gathered, I believe these hordes are coming from the nearby Tenochtitlan ruins. We've sent a few scouting parties further into the jungles between here and the ruins, and it appears like Tenochtitlan is some sort of gathering place for the undead. No one has entered the ruins yet, so I can't be certain, but I have no other explanation for the increase in hordes. So let me guess,
Rachel interjected.
You want us to fight our way through these hordes and enter the ruins?
Precisely,
Sophia declared without missing a beat.
What exactly do you think is in Tenochtitlan?
Rosmarin questioned, cutting Rachel off from her angry questioning.
Honestly, I've never been there myself, but from what Katala and my other advisors have told me, Tenochtitlan was an ancient city that existed even before the era of modern humans. We can trace its existence back to ancient times.
Sophia seemed knowledgeable enough about the ruins, so why did she call us all the way here? I looked around the table at each of my companions, gauging their reactions, but if they were afraid or upset, they hid their emotions well enough. Except for Rachel, who looked like she was about to explode at any minute. I wasn't exactly sure what to think, but I decided to ask a very pertinent question. And why would you have us do this?
I honestly have no idea what we will find in the ruins,
the werewolf queen admitted.
I fear something or someone might be building an army of the undead, and my people have never had to deal with something like that.
Why have you never explored Tenochtitlan?
Sahara questioned. We have enough issues inside our walls with how vast the city is. Our resources and time are better spent here. Sophia defended. The sorceress wasn't trying to be harsh, but I thought she had a point until I realized how little I knew about the land surrounding my own kingdom. After the Great Purge, people's lives existed solely within the safety of their walls. As long as those walls stood, there was little need to explore outside of what were now zombie-infested wastelands. To the people of Nahuatl, Tenochtitlan was probably only some urban legend or story, but not a place anyone would ever dream of going to.
So what happens when we discover something terrible lurking in the ruins?
Rachel mused. She had managed to control her temper, but I still heard the annoyance in her voice.
Then we make a plan to deal with whatever it is you find,
Sophia stated. A lingering silence fell over us as we thought about this task at hand and what evil might be in Tenochtitlan. Did we really want to risk our lives for this? It was too late now, though. We were already here, so we might as well do what we had come for. Sophia was the first to break the silence.
Your council has already proven you can fight and win a war against zombies and demons. I trust your abilities more than anyone else's. Plus, you are among the council, Lightbearer.
Her brown eyes rested on me again, as if she were trying to see into my very soul. Her tone turned oddly serious then.
I firmly believe that with your abilities, we will rid our lands of this filth.
For a brief moment, while I held her gaze, I saw something flash across her eyes. She had appeared to be a confident, regal queen, but her eyes softened, and those brown pools spoke silent words to me. It almost looked like she was pleading with me to do something, to travel to Tenochtitlan and uncover the mystery that had her kingdom on edge. I tried to convey my feelings back to her with a nod, that, yes, we would go to Tenochtitlan, we would fight through the hordes, and we would stop whatever was causing their increase in numbers. Sophia faltered for a split second and dropped her gaze to her hands resting in her lap. My council was attentive, probably far more than I ever dreamed of being, even with my awakened powers, so I could only assume they had witnessed the silent conversation the werewolf queen and I shared. I knew Rosmarin sensed it. She glanced at me and then back to Sophia.
We'll visit Arwen and come up with a plan of action,
she said firmly.
Whatever is the source of this, we will need our entire group at their best to deal with it.
We all agreed, and Sophia summoned Lynx to guide us back through the hedge maze and to the infirmary, where Arwen had spent her time since arriving at the castle.